rigorous process. I have to say a lot more companies apply than get selected. So we put these proposals through a pretty rigorous analysis, and we look at things like how many new jobs will they create? How are they strategic investments? Do they, you would have noticed that when I talked about the companies, they're all about innovation. They're doing something new and different. So we have a budget for the Southwest Ontario Development Fund. So we can't fund every proposal, but we do try to target those that will create jobs and retain jobs and drive innovation.
Do you know how many companies locally apply for funding?
I don't have that number. We can see what we can find for you. But you did hear that there have been some in the past and more in the pipeline.
Are any of these re-announcements?
No, these are all new announcements.
All today?
Yes.
Not
that I know of. No, these are new announcements.
Why the focus on innovation versus something different or another focus?
So that's what we have to do to compete with the world. We've got the smartest people. We've got the most highly educated workforce. Our competitive strength is our skills, our people. So innovation is where we can really add that value added.
So it is a lot.
So that's a good question. I'm going to have to go back and look at the numbers, but it demonstrates that Windsor really is on the forefront. These are all innovation, cutting edge technology jobs. So it says a lot about Windsor. And of course, these all had to do with the auto sector, which we know is a vital part of the Windsor economy and Ontario's economy.
What are you taking away from that auto policy meeting today?
What a fantastic meeting that was. And what I took away lots in terms of practical advice, but the overwhelming impression was everybody is united on developing a strategy to move forward. And there's a real commitment, whether it's business or labor or the academic community, the colleges. Everyone, we're all in this together, and we all have a shared goal, and that is to strengthen our auto sector. We all have something to contribute to that, and we're moving forward. So it was a really optimistic, encouraging meeting.
And are you on side with the people who are saying that we need to compete with Southern United States and Mexico and bring the same types of incentives towards the auto industry?
Well, we absolutely have to compete. There's no question about it. We each have our strengths, though. So, they'll be able to do more on one front, but we offer more on the other. On balance, though, Ontario is a great place to invest. Our costs are lower. Our labor costs are lower. Our quality is higher. We've got a really good environment in which to create investments. So we think that we can and must compete. It won't be, though, it'll be different for every jurisdiction.
One of the problems is high electricity costs.
Yeah, and of course, that's an issue we hear about. I think if you actually look at electricity as a percentage of their total production expenses, it's a pretty small amount. But having said that, we're very aware of it. But we have other advantages. For example, healthcare costs. Companies that locate in Ontario don't have to pay the health costs. Their health costs are about half of what they'd be if they located in the States. So on some things we're more competitive, on some things we're less. Corporate tax rates. Our corporate tax rates, contrary to popular belief, are actually lower than American jurisdictions.
During your speech, you mentioned the H word of hospitals.
Yes.
As Deputy Premier, and I know you know that this area is in the process of trying to secure the mega hospital project.
Right.
What is your stance on that project?
Well, I'm really happy that it's moving forward, and there's a lot of work. This is a huge investment. It's vitally important that we get it right, and that work is underway.
What's the process in terms of picking the location for that new hospital? Is it Windsor? Is it somewhere else?
So that would be a local decision?
No, but not locally in the area, but putting the funding towards Windsor versus another region in the province.
Six competing hospitals.
Yes. In terms of other regions.
So every, Oh, you see, in the province. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
So I thought you meant there was some debate here.
No.
So we've invested tremendously in healthcare infrastructure. We have new hospitals across the province, but we know we've still got more catch up to do. Part of our infrastructure plan is we have $160 billion allocated in our infrastructure plan over 10 years. 12 years, rather. Part of that is hospitals. So, you know, we're committed to building infrastructure, and we'll build them as quickly as we can where it makes sense.
Has Minister Hoskins indicated that he might be paying us a visit in this area soon?
I have not heard anything to that effect, but I'm sure he'd love to come down.
You've heard that we, between the county and the city, we came up with our $200 million.
I heard.
So yeah. We have money in the bank.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And, you know, one thing that I've heard loud and clear this morning is everybody's in agreement with this. This community is united on this, and that's great music to my ears. And I have to say, it doesn't apply to all of the places that are looking to build a new hospital.
What does Windsor have to do in order to get the edge over other municipalities that are buying
funding? So I would not see it as a competition.